I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. The Texas Department of Public Safety confirmed to the Texas Tribune that 19 children and two adults are dead as of late Tuesday evening after the shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde County. Governor Greg Abbott said the shooter is dead and is believed to have been killed by responding officers. Two hospitals in the area are treating those injured in the shooting. Abbott identified the shooter as Salvador Ramos, an 18-year-old Uvalde resident. The man abandoned his vehicle and entered Robb Elementary with a handgun and a rifle, the governor said. Uvalde is about 85 miles west of San Antonio. Robb Elementary teaches 2nd, 3rd, and 4th grade students. With Tuesday's shooting, there have been 8 shootings in Texas since 2009, in which at least 4 victims were killed. The shooting is the deadliest school shooting in state history. 18 people were killed in the University of Texas Tower shooting in 1966. 10 people were killed and 13 others injured southeast of Houston in the 2018 Santa Fe High School school shooting. Texas voters on Tuesday decided which Democratic and Republican primary candidates will be on the ballot in the November general election. In 50 races in the March 1st primary, no candidate exceeded 50% of the vote, bringing about runoff races between the candidates who came in first and second. Embattled incumbent Attorney General Ken Paxton beat out Land Commissioner George P. Bush. Paxton's legal and personal scandals didn't sway Texas voters as they picked him over Bush. Bush was the last remaining member of his family to serve in public office. His defeat could mark the end of a 4-generation political dynasty and the end of an era in Texas politics. The winner in each race will face the other major party's nominee in November. Check for more runoff election updates and the latest on the Uvalde shooting at texastribune.org or follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief podcast for daily news updates on your favorite podcast app or Amazon Alexa device. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief was brought to you by Texas Engineering Executive Education. Methane. Learn how to understand and manage this potent gas with a UT short course offered by Texas Engineering Executive Education. Learn more at executive.engr.utexas.edu. Tickets are on sale for the Texas Tribune Festival, Texas's breakout politics and policy event. Hear from Cecile Richards, Annette Gordon-Green, Carl Rove, and more when you join us in downtown Austin, September 22nd through the 24th. Get tickets now at tribfest.org.